Okay, we're up to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Gufa. Omar Shmuel. Cholatz lachayos lo niftiru tzoros. Again, which case are we going on? We're on the case where there were three brothers, and two of them were married to sisters and had other wives. So they had Rachel, Leah, and Sarah and Rivka. Sarah and Rivka were sister wives to Rachel and Leah. And Rachel and Leah were the sisters. Okay. So now, those two brothers died, Reuben and Shimon. And Levi now has all these women, what's it called, before him for Yibum. He has two sisters and two co-wives. Okay, so now the halacha is like this. Cholatz lachayos, if he gave chalitza to Rachel and Leah, then Sarah and Rivka are not pater. Normally, right, Rachel would pater Sarah and Leah would pater Rivka. But here it doesn't, right? The reason we think is because, simple reason is, because Yezika, and each one is Achos Gukoso, right? You can't be Miyabim Rachel, because she's Leah's Zakuka. She's Leah's sister, and Leah is Zakuk to him. So she's Achos Gukoso, and he can't be Miyabim Leah, because Rachel is what's it called? Because she is Achos Gukoso of Rachel. So he can't be Miyabim either of the sisters. And since he can't be Miyabim, then the Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. And therefore, it doesn't help for the other wives. It only helps for themselves. That's what we think now. But Letzaros Niftiru Achayos. But if he was, what's it called, gave Chalitza to Sarah and Rivka, then Rachel and Leah are also Potter. The Chalitza of Sarah and Rivka, of the Tzaros, is a good Chalitza, and it helps for the, what's it called, for their co-wife, who are their sisters. Okay. Now go on. So that's the first case. Cholatz lebalas haget, lo niftara tzara. Letzara niftara balas haget. Another case, new case. Right? Two women fell to a yavam. Okay? And he gave one of them a get. He gave one of them a get. Now, normally, if you give one of them a get, he can't make Yibum anymore. But she still needs Chalitza. So he has to, what's it called, give that woman Chalitza. But since he can't be Miyabim her anymore because he gave her a get, right? So her Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. So it won't help for her sister wife. He'll have to give the sister wife Chalitza too. But if he gave Chalitza to the sister, to the woman he didn't give a get, the sister wife, then it'll help for the, what's it called, for the Balas HaGet. Okay. Cholatz lebalas ha-maimer lo niftara tzara. The tzara niftara balas maimer. If, another case, two women fell, right, two co-wives, and one he made maimerim. He was makadishah, kedushin. Kedushin doesn't help by Yavama completely, but the Rabbanan were misakin that it helps with the Rabbanan. So he already has a shaykhis with her, okay, maimer. Now normally, if he'd want to get rid of her, he'd have to give her a get and chalitza, okay? So if he, what's it called, gave her chalitza, right, since the chalitza in her, is she still needs a get to get rid of her, right? Therefore, the chalitza is a chalitza psula. It's not a strong chalitza. It doesn't pater her completely. She still needs a get. Therefore, it doesn't help for her co-wife. He's going to have to give chalitza to the co-wife, too. But if he gave chalitza to the co-wife, that was a strong chalitza, helps for the Balas Maimer. Okay? See Rashi till here. The Balas get Beis Yuvamos Me'ach Echot. Right? Two women, two co-wives fell from one brother. The Nosan Yovam get La'achos Mehem. And he gave one of them a get. Okay? Rachel and Sarah fell. They're not sisters, they're co-wives. Rachel and Sarah fell. And he gave, what's it called? Rachel a get. Shuv ein chalitza sahogenis. Her chalitza already is not a good chalitza anymore. Kolka. the klisha zikosa, because her zika already was diminished by the get. Didn't help that it took it away a little bit. And therefore, when he gives chalitza, he's giving chalitza on a diminished zika. We explained already that a strong zika, chalitza, destroys it, so it's a strong effect, it affects even the other wife. But a weak zika, right, so the what's it called, the chalitza is a weak chalitza, can't affect the other wife. Therefore, if he gave chalitza to Rachel, doesn't help for Sarah. Chalitz lebalish maimer. Another case, two women fell, Sarah and Rachel, and he gave one of them a maimer. He made maimer in one of them. Also maimer b'achas min neshei achiv hameis. He married her with kesef kedusha, hariat mekudeshesli. So really, that doesn't help. But the Rabbanan said it makes enough that he has to give her a get besides the chalitza. The achaka chalitzla lo nifter a tzara. That a chalitza in her also doesn't help to the tzara, right? Because the chalitza doesn't help completely for her. So it's a weak chalitza. She chalitza zu ena poteris legamri. She adayin tzricha get l'mamoro. Kedishnam b'perek ram gamliel. Also maimer v'cholat tzricha himenu get. If you made maimer and you gave chalitza, you still have to give her a get. People shouldn't say that a married woman is going on without a get. The apagav diyohiv lo get acher the chalitza. And even if he gives her a get after he was chalitza, right? Allahu de mahanya. It only helps for her. Avot tsarasa tzricha chalitza. The tsara still needs chalitza herself because this chalitza is a weak chalitza. Avot chalitz le tsara niftara balas maimer mi chalitza ve'enu tzricha le get le mamoro. But if he gave chalitza to the tzara, then that helps for the balas maimer. Now he has to give her a get, and she's finished. He doesn't have to give her chalitza again. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back. This is what Shmuel said, these three cases. Now the Gemara goes back to the first case, is what's nogeya to us. Gemara says, Maishna la'achayos to lo nifteru. Tzaros. Why, if he gave chalitza to the sisters, right, the tzaros are not potter, right? Why not? B'chara, d'havyelo achos isha b'zika, like we explained. Because each of them, right, since they're zika, is considered like achos ishto. Because he's already considered like married to both of them. And, or possibly married to both of them, right? And you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. So here, the zika creates an isser of achos gukasa. This is the sister of a woman that I'm zakuk to. And therefore, I'm also to her krovos also. So Nela, I couldn't make yibum, right? Not in Rachel and not in Leah, because Rachel and Leah are both achos gukasa. Zukukasa. Okay, so I couldn't make chalitza in yibum in either of them. Since I couldn't make yibum, the chalitza is a chalitza psula, and therefore doesn't help for the tzaras. That I understand, says the Gemara, and that's l'chora the reason why Shmuel said that if you were cholates to the achayos, it doesn't help for the tzaras. Right? So Gemara says, cholates l'tzaros, nami lo lifter achayos. But why, if you're cholates for the tzaros, is it a good chalitza that helps even for the sisters, l'chora it shouldn't help? Why? The Havyalahu Tsaros Achos Isha Bazika. Right? Tsaros Achos Isha Bazika. Just like you can't marry the sister of your skuka, you can't marry the tsara of the sister of your skuka. Same thing. Right? Just like the sister is Aser, her tsara is also Aser. Right? Aser Adam, but the Havyalah Tsaros Achos Isha Bazika. They're the tsaros of Achos Kukasa. It's also Aser. She couldn't be Miyabim, Sar, and Rivka either. So then what's it called? Why is the chalitza of Sar and Rivka help for Rachel and Leah, right? Since you couldn't make Yibum in either of them either, the chalitza is a chalitza psula. Just like the chalitza of the sisters doesn't help for the tzaros, the chalitza of the tzaros shouldn't help for the sisters either. Where it says, Kesover Shmuel ain Zika. Shmuel holds ain't Zika. There's no Zika. Then we have the question the other way. Then why by the sisters? But if there's no Zika, so then it's not considered like they're married. I'm not also with their krovos, and therefore I could have made Yibum. in either Sarah or Rivka, because the concept of Saras Achel Skukaso Bezika doesn't apply. There's no Zika. Shmuel says V'Hamar Shmuel Yeh Zika. The Maaseh Shmuel himself in the Perek before said Yeh Zika. V'Divrei Homer Ein Zika Kamar. He said what he said over here, explaining the Man D'Omer who holds Ein Zika. And the Chalmi Shmuel holds differently. But Shmuel said this to explain the Man D'Omer of Ein Zika. Okay. Shmuel says, Ihachi, Cholach Lachayos Amelo Nifteru Tsaras. If that's the case of Ein Zika, then just like there's no Tsaras, Achas Kukos, Achos Kukoso, there's no Achos Kukoso either. The whole Indian of Achos Kukoso is only if there's a Zika. If there's no Zika, then I can marry the relative of somebody who's Zakuk to me. So I can marry the sister, I could make Yibum in the sister, and I could make Yibum in the Tzara of the sister. So what's the difference? Either way, both of them are Olah LeYibum. So why isn't the Chalitza good Chalitza? If Ein Zika, then just like there's no Tzoras Achal Skukaso, there's no Achal Skukaso. Okay. Gemara says, Bishlam Tzora de Rochel Osifter, the kivan the cholitz lalaleya the other cholitz the rochel havile chalitza the rochel chalitza psula. I understand, right, that if he gave chalitza first to Leah, and the reason it says Leah first is because she was the one who was married first, Rochel and Leah, right. So if he gave chalitza to Leah, then I understand that Rochel's chalitza is the chalitza psula, even if you hold Ein Zika for a different reason, because she's Achos chalutzosa. Right, Rachel is now the sister of a woman I gave chalitza to, and Achos chalutzoso is also, right, as long as the other sister's alive. So, because it looks like you were married to her and you gave her chalitza, right, and just like what's it called, just like a get, you were married to him, you gave her a get. Here, the chalitza looks like a get, so therefore Achos chalutzoso is also. So I understand that Rachel's chalitza is a chalitza psula. Because once you gave chalitza to Leah, you can no longer be miyabim, what's it called, Rachel, because she's achos chalitza. So, Nenela, her chalitza is a chalitza psula. And therefore, the tzara of Rachel isn't partner with the chalitza of Rachel. El tzara de Leah tifter, but Leah's original tzara should be partner. Because I could have been miyabim Leah. Why? What are you going to tell me? She's achos kukasi? There's no zika. So I could have been miyabim Leah first. I gave her chalitza. It's a strong chalitza. Why doesn't it pater her tzara? So my lo niftiru tzaros namid k'tikomar atzara de Rachel. Enachanami. When it says that the tzara is not pater, it only means Rachel's tzara is not pater. But Leah's tzara is pater. Iva hatzaros k'omar. It says lo niftiru tzaros. Masman soki on both tzaras. Tzaras Rachel and tzaras Leah. Tzaras the Alma. No, what's it called, means tzaras tam, right? Not the tzaros in this case, but some of the tzaros tam, in the world, aren't potter, right, in this kind of case, and that's what it means. In this kind of case, the tzaros are what's it called, are not potter, not all the tzaros, some of the tzaros. Okay. Ihachi cholatz v'tzaros nifturu achayos, right, v'chora, then the opposite is also true. If you were cholate to the tzaros, then the achayos are potter, right? Why? It should only work for the first one. If you had Leah and Sarah, so they were the first. So if you were cholate Leah, it helps for Sarah. If you were cholate Sarah, it helps for Leah. Because since Ein Zika, both Leah and Sarah could have had Yibum. Therefore, their chalitza is a strong chalitza, right? But atzaras Rachel mi miftara. But once you were cholate one of them, the other ones become what's it called? The Rachel becomes achos. What's it called? The achos chalutzoso, right? Right. And Leah and Rachel's tzara Rivka becomes tzaras achos chalutzoso. Both of them you can't be miyabin, right? So the chora their chalitza is a chalitza psula. So why should the chalitza of the tzara help for the sister just as much as the chalitza of the sister doesn't help for the tzara, because it's a chalitza psula, because you couldn't make Yibum in Rachel, couldn't make Yibum in what's it called, in Rivka too. V'hashnan osur adam betzoras krovas chalutzosa. A person is not allowed to marry the tzora of his chalutz's, what's it called, relative. Over here, let's just substitute achos, because that's what it's talking about, sister. You can't marry the tzora of achos chalutzosa. Just like you can't marry the sister of your chalutza, you can't marry her tzora either. They're both osur. Memela, just like you can't make yibum in Rachel because you already were cholech her sister, you can't make yibum in Rachel's sister wife, co-wife, Rivka, because she is the tzara of what's it called, of the sister of your chalutza. Same tesser. So it's also a chalitza psula. Right? Shmuel nami hiskel v'lo hiskel kamer. No, Shmuel enechanami is going on a specific case. Hiskel ba'achayos. If you started the chalitza with one of the sisters, you were choleitz Leah, okay? Then lo yigmer b'tzoros. Then you can't finish off with the tzara, okay? You're going to have to, what's it called, give chalitza to everybody. If you started with Leah, then Leah's chalitza will help for her tzara. But now, Rachel, you're not going to help to, what's it called, to pater her with the tzara, because what's it called? Because they're both chalitza's psulas. You're going to have to give chalitza to Rachel and to Rivka. Okay? But hiskel, what's it called? Lo yim betzoros, the snan, osur adam betzoros krovas chalutzasa, because they're both equally osur. Rachel's osur to him because she's achos chalutzasa, and Rivka's osur to him because she is tzoros achos chalutzasa. Since they're both osur to him, right, to Yibum, the chalitza of both of them is possible. Memela, he's going to have to give chalitza to both of them. But hiskel betzoros, yigmar apachayos. But if he gave the chalitza not to Leah, but to Leah's tzora, okay? So now, there's no achos chalutzoso here, right? Because nobody's related to Leah's sister wife, okay? So he gave chalitza not to what's it called, to Leah. He gave chalitza to Leah's tzora, which helps for Leah, because that was a real good chalitza. So now Leah's out of the picture, and her tzora's out of the picture. So what is Rachel to him? She is what's it called, the sister of his tzora, what's it called, tzora, what's it called, she's the tzora of the sister of his chalutza. Okay? Wait, what's it called? His hiskel betzoros yigmar apachayis. Hisnan, then he could give chalitza to either one, the sister or the tzara, and it'll help. Why? Hisnan, mutter of them, the krovas tzoras chalutzaso, you're mutter to marry a relative of the tzara of your chalutza. Right? So over here, Leah is the tzara of his chalutza. Okay? He made chalitza in her sister wife. Leah is the tzara of his chalutza. You're allowed to marry the relative of the tzara of your chalutza. You can't marry the relative of her chalutza, but you can marry the relative of her tzara. So even though you couldn't marry a relative of tzara, but you can marry a relative of Leah. Because Leah is only tzara's chalutza, so, right? And her relatives are mutter. Therefore, you could make Yibum in Rachel. And you surely can make Yibum in, what's it called, in Rivka, the co-wife. Therefore, either one paters the other. In that case, if you made Chalitza in the Tzara originally, not the sister, then you could make Chalitza in one of the other ones, the sister or the co-wife. Dishnan, Mutarodan, Bekrova, Soras, Chalutza, so. Because a person's mutter to marry the relative of the tzora of his chalutza. You can't marry the relative of your chalutza's relative. But you can't marry the tzora of your chalutza's relative. But you can marry the relative of your chalutza's tzora. Okay? Okay, listen to Rashi. This is where we're stopping. Let's go to Rashi. Okay. It's very simple. I mean, this is about the 30th time I went over this. Now it sounds like, what in the world was the problem? Okay. Okay. The Havya Achos Isha Bezika. So Mora says, I understand why you can't, why the chalitza of one of the sisters won't help for the other. Because she, it says chalitza psula. Right? The Havya Achos Isha Bezika. The Ihavi Boy Liabu Me Lomotzi. Couldn't be Miabim her because she's Achos Kukoso. Lachi Gria Chalitzosa. Letzoris Nami, Hatzoris Achos Skukahi. Vasir Liabume, the Tzor of Makum Erbakaima. The same way you can't be Miyabim, the two sisters, because either one, because they're Achos Kukoso, this is Achos Tzoris Kukoso. What's the difference? Tzoris Achos Kukoso. They're also awesome. Vamar Shmuel Perik Beis, Ihochi De Ein Zika, so when it says, Shmuel holds Ein Zika. When it says, I Shmuel holds Ye Zika, he's talking according to the Man of Yom Rusa Zain Zika. Right? Yehachi de'ein Zika, cholatz lachayus, chalitza ogenesi. Then why is, why won't it help by the sisters? Just like there's no Zika, and there's no Ister of Tzoras Achos Kukaso, there's no Ister of Achos Kukaso either. So Bishlom Tzora de Rochel, de Cholza Biachrona, lo Sifter, de Chalitza de Rochel, Gruahi. I understand why the Chalitza of Rochel won't help. Because she's second. She's not, forget about Zika, she's Achaz Chalutzoso. Achaz Chalutzoso, you can't be Miyabin. Di Boili Bumelamotzi, Achaz Chalutzoso he. El Tzora de Leia Tifter. But the Tzora of Leia should be able, the first one, the Tzora, the Chalitza of Leia should help for the Tzora. Why doesn't it help for her? The Chalitza's Leia Ksherahi. Di Havi Boy Motzi Liabume. Since ain't Zika, she's not Achaz Kukaso, he could be Miyabin Leia. Since he's Miyabim, whoever gives a chalitza should help for the sister wife too. Mora says, "Ein chanami." If the chalitza of Leah helps for her tzara, why does he say tzaras don't help for Rachel tzara, not Leah's? Tzara, he says tzaros. It's not talking about in this case. It's talking in general. In this kind of case, some of the tzaras will be also. Kolomar kohecha de misramik. I got them. Wherever you'll have a similar case, lo nifteru tzara shalachrona. The tzaros of the last one won't be nifter. Ihachi the tzaros de kaomar Shmuel b'tzara de Rachel shecholso beachron de kaomar cholatz the tzaros nifteru achayis bitmiyah. If that's the case, then why, if you cholate to the tzara, does it help? Rachel's tzara shouldn't help for her either, just like she doesn't help for her tzara. Why would it help to be cholate tzoras achos chalutzaso more than achos chalutzaso? Either way, you can't be miyabing. Mar says in a chanami, atzora de rochel mi niftera, achalitza de tzora mi niftera rochel, vosnan ba cholate osur adam betzoras krovas chalutzaso. You're not allowed to marry the tzora of your chalutza's sister or korah. Right? And that's what she is. And since you couldn't marry her, you couldn't make Yibum, the Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. V'afilo hoysa tzorosa me'achi v'ele minachri. The time of hasa meforish. V'hochanami ihavi boy liyibume lomosi. So Morris is enochanami. Right? That's exactly what Shmuel was talking about in the following case. Hischu b'chayos shecholat l'leya lo yigmar b'tzoros. If he was cholat l'leya, then he has to give Chalitza to both of them. Can't, right? Lo patra Chalitza's Tzora, the Rachel is Rachel, and surely Rachel not the Tzora. Because Rachel is Achos Chalutzaso, and the Tzora is Tzoras Achas Chalutzaso. Neither one can be Miyabin. So if you made Chalitza and Leah, you're stuck, you're going to have to give Chalitza to Rivka and to Rachel. Disnan, Osir, Adam, the Koskin, the Yigmar, Beachor, surely you can't be Chalitza only with Rachel. The Chalitza's Rachel, or Miftar, Tzora, the Lav Chalitza, Maliasahi, the Achos Chalutzaso, he. But if he originally gave chalitza to Leah's tzara, now that helps for Leah, because both of them could have yibum. Now how about for Rachel? Okay, yigmor afachayis. Now he can give one of them chalitza, and it'll help for the other one, Rachel or Rivka. Why? Im ratzol lachos l'Rachel niftzar tzarasa. I the afagav the Rachel krovas Leah shehi tzaras chalutzaso. Even though Rachel is Leah's sister, Leah is not his chalutza. Leah is the tzara of his chalutza. Right? So Rachel is the sister of the tzara of a chalutza. That's mutter. And therefore he could have made Yibum in Rachel. Right? Lo griya b'hochi. That's not nothing terrible. The snan mutar adam b'krov asoris chalutzosa. B'hochi namik even the ain zika. He have boy liyabume l'rochel me'avim. Since there's no zika, she's not what's it called achos kukaso, right? Originally, so now she what's it called? She's only isur could be that she's the sister of the chalutza, but she's not the sister of the chalutza. She's the sister of the tzara of the chalutza, and that's mutar. Since he could be miyavim her, her chalitza is a good chalitza, and it patters the tzara. Surely the tzara is only tzaras, achos tzaras chalutza. She's surely mutter. And therefore, her chalitza will help for Rachel too. So then, if you started with the tzara, then you only have to give chalitza to her and to one of the other two. But if you started with the sister, then you don't have to give chalitza to her tzara, but you have to give chalitza now both to the sister and to her tzara. We're up to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, last quarter of the Amud, Ravashi Amud. Ravashi is going back to what in the beginning explained how the Gemara learned this all way back in the beginning. Ravashi Amud La'olam Kedekamras. No, really, when he started out, that when Shmuel said that if you are cholates to the achoyos, it doesn't help for the tzoros, and the tzoros helps for the achoyos, is kipshuto. He's not talking about the first one, the second one, all of them, right? And Shmuel holds yezika, yezika, okay. Umishum delo alima zika l'shavi l'tzora ke'erva. But the idea is the following. Even though there's Zika, so the Achoyos, what's it called, each one is Achos Kukaso. So Memela, what's it called, if you're Cholates to either of the sisters, it's not a strong Chalitza, because they're also to the other one, there's no Yibum. Since you can't make Yibum, so the what's it called, the Zika, is weak, therefore the chalitza is also weak, and it can't pater the tzara. So if you cholates to the achoyos, since each one is achos kukaso, it's what's it called, it's no good. It doesn't help for the other ones. On the other hand, by the tzara, even though they're also aser, right, because tzaras achas kukaso is aser, all these things are only the rabbanon, the whole zika is only the rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't make, even though achos, tzoras achos kukaso is also aser, you can't make ibum. But it's not as strong an iser as achos kukaso. So therefore, since the iser isn't as strong, the zika is stronger. Since the zika is stronger, breaking that zika with the chalitza is stronger. And therefore, the chalitza of the tzora can help for the sister. But the chalitza of the sister can't help for the tzora. Rashi. The olam ki the omer shmuel bereisha cholatz lachayus lo niftru tzaros mishum di yezika. Right, going back to what we said to begin with, Shmuel holds yezika, and if you're cholates to any of the achayus, doesn't help. The chalitza so to the for the tzaros, the chalitza so achayus grua lafilu tzaros leilu niftru. Even the first one is not niftru, like not like we wanted to say before that ein zika, and the first one would be pater. No. Even what's it called, the first one doesn't help. Cholatz l'tzaros niftu achayos. But the tzaros, both of them, the chalitz of either of them helps for the tzara. Or helps for the sister. Why? The chalitzos mishubachos mishal achayos. Because the chalitza of the tzara is better than the chalitza of the sister. Right? Why? Like we explained. Because the sisters are usher with a stronger isser. So the reason they can't have yibum is a stronger reason. So memela, the zika by them is weaker. So breaking a weaker zika doesn't have an effect on the tzara. But the iser on the tzaros, even though there's an iser, but the iser is a lesser iser. Therefore the zika is a stronger zika. Right? There's more reason that they should be chayiv in yibum, and the iser that they're not chayiv in yibum is a very weak one. Therefore, when you make chalitz on them, the chalitz is a very strong chalitz. It helps even for the sisters. With the tashilah, havi tzoras achos isha bezika, the havir ki achos akuka gufa. L'chor, what's the difference? Both of them, you can't be miabin. This one is achos kukaso, and this one is tzoras achos kukaso. right? Lohi, mishum de lo alima zika l'shavi l'tzora ki erva. When the Rabbanan answered the tzora, tzoras achos to kukaso, they didn't make it mamish like an erva. Achos kukaso, they made like achosa. But achosa, but tzoras achos kukaso, they made an issue, they can't be make evil. But they didn't make her like an erva. So therefore, it didn't weaken the zika as much as achos kukaso does. Not, don't misunderstand Rashi, that they didn't make a gzeira b'chlal, but they didn't make the gzeira that tzoras achas kukaso should be considered like an erva. They only made it, she can't make yibum. Stop. It's an isra yibum. But it doesn't affect the zika. The zika is still, what's it called, is still strong. Okay. Let's go on. So that's Ravashi. Tanya kovashi Ravashi. There's a braisa that says like Ravashi, that Shmuel holds ye zika, and that the zika of the tzara is stronger than the zika of the achos, and therefore the chalitza of the tzara is stronger than the chalitza of the achos, and by the tzara it helps for the sister doesn't help for the tzara. Cholatz lachayus lo nifteru tzaros, cholatz tzaros nifteru. The Braisa says if you gave chalitza to either of the achayus, doesn't matter, first or second one, then none of the tzaros are nifter. Bashma, you can infer, Havitzaros Nifter Rachayus, my timer, Lamishum Dikasavar, Ye Zika, the Lo Alima Zika, the Shavi Litzara Keerva. Must be like Ravashi said, like we just explained. Okay. Rav Abba Bar Memel. Homon, Rav Abba Bar Memel says, no, this Bryce is no riot to Ravashi. This Bryce, it goes like Beishamai. Homon, Beishamai. This man, Beishamai Matirin, Hatzaros Lachit. Right? Beishamai hold that the Tzaros are mutter. So therefore, there's no din over here of what's it called of tzoras achos kukaso, right? Because tzora is mutter. There's no issue on the tzora b'chlal. Gemara says yihachi yibumei nami tishyavim. That's okay. Let him be miyavim the tzora. Till now, we've been saying that the tzora is aser, but not with the same issur as the sister, as the erva herself. But l'maisa now we're saying that the tzora is mutter completely. If that's the case, why do you have to be cholitzer? Be miyavimer. Mara says, K'Rab Yochanan Nuri. No, it goes like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The Omer Bov and the Sakin Lehem, Letzora Shu Cholzos Velomis Yavmos. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri held that even according to Beis Shammai, they made a takana that the Tzoros can only get chalitza, have to get chalitza according to Beis Shammai, they can't have yibum. And this way, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel will get closer. Everybody holds you can't have yibum. And chalitza, Beis Hillel holds it, no problem with giving chalitza to a tzara who doesn't need it. And Beis Shammai holds you have to have chalitza, so let him have chalitza, no yibum. The Mela, that's why the Braisa says that the chalitza of the tzara helps for the sister, because it's a bona fide chalitza, because the tzara is mutter. And the chalitza of the erva, right, well, the erva bezika, right, it's not really an erva, because she's not, never really married her, but she's an erva bezika, that isn't strong enough to pater the tzara, okay? And the reason she can't get yibum is because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So where it says, v'ha'omer mar lo hispiku ligmuris hadover ad shenitfa ha'shoa, l'maish Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri never had a chance to make that takana. He wanted to make that takana. He said, bo, right, v'nisake. But they never did it. So how can this Braisa go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri when all he said was, that's what we should do, but it never happened. So it can't be the halacha like that. No, in the beginning, they didn't have a chance to misakin it. But event before this Braisa was taught, they had a chance to make this takana. And in Hekanami, this Braisa reflects the opinion of Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri after the takana was made. Yibum you can't do. You have chalitza, but chalitza by the tzara is 100% bona fide chalitza. Pater's the sister. Masha Enkein, the sister's chalitza, is because of zika, is achos kukaso, can't be miyabin, right? Because of, what's it called, because she's like an erva, therefore the chalitza is a weak chalitza. Okay, Rashi. Hatzoras la'achim. Even the tzora of mamish, your a wife's sister, not zika. Mamish, where it's the wife's sister, you could be miyavim. The kosh came tzoras achos kuka. Surely a woman who never was really your wife's sister, just your skuka's sister. So why does it say cholatz? It could have said yabin. Yibume nomitus yabin matzor. Okay, so on. Iboilu. Balas haget u balas maimur. Ezeo mem kodemes. Okay, Rashi. Balas haget u balas maimur. Ochim shemes lo beiz noshim. Right? Ochim shemes lo beiz noshim. A Reuven died, and he had two wives. Okay. Va'osa zem maimur lezu v'get lezu. And Shimon, his brother, made mimer in one of them and get in the other. Shouldn't have done that, but he got all mixed up. And he was makadish one of them, and he gave a get to the other one. Okay? The shuv also liyabim. Now he can't be miyabim either of them. But he has to get out of this. Okay? Yibum he can't make anymore. Why? The kam lay below yivne. Right? Once he was lo bana, shuv lo yivne. So once he made mimer, once he made get in one of them, he can't, make Yibum in either of them. Even Shehischa Lagarish, Ezu Mehem, Hagun Alachlots, the Lifter Sarosis. Now he has to give Chalitza. Which one should he give Chalitza to? The Balas Haget or the Balas Maimer? What's the Shaila? Balas Haget Adifa Mishum Da Askuva. Maybe he should give the Chalitza to the Balas Haget because he started the process of getting rid of her. So finish it off. He gave her a get, that doesn't really help for Yavama. You have to finish it off with Chalitza. So finish it off by her. Or not. O Dilma, Balas Mamer Adifa, Mishum de Krova Labir. Right? Lemaisa, the Balas Mimer, was one step closer to Yibum, so the Chalitza in her would be stronger. Adarabba, the Macholitz her. It's what's it called? She was closer to being a Yavama, so give her the Chalitza. Rashi. No Rashi. Omra Vashi Toshma Umoda Rav Gamliel Sheyesh Get Acher Maimer Umaimer Acher Get. Right? What's it called? Later on is Machlokis whether Yesh Get Acher Get or Maimer Acher Maimer. So Rashi Umoda Rav Gamliel Domer Lakamon Beperek Hey Ain Get Acher Get Moda Hu Sheyesh Get Acher Maimer. To go. What's the case? Beis Yivamos Me Ach Echad. Right? Same case again. Reuven died, left two wives. Okay, but also mimer bezu, the acher kach noshin get lezu, right? So and he made a mimer at one of them, and then he gave a get to the other one. This is our mamash our case. Mahani get lipsol harishon la'alav mishum lo yivne, right? The get on the second one passels even the first one. Once you gave a get and you started the process of chalitza, even though it's not chalitza, it's all the rabbanans. The get is has no effect really on a yavama. But the Rabbanan said it's going to have some effect. What's the effect? It's going to passel her now from Yibum, and Mela passel the other one also from Yibum. So now there's no more Yibum. And this thing has to give Chalitza to somebody. Right? So, Mishum lo Yivne, ule he'osa b'krovo shniya k'barishona. Right? And the get now makes him osir to the krovos of both of them. The mimer made him osir to the krovos of the one he made mimer in. Right? He can't marry her sister anymore, or her mother, or whatever. And the get passels him also now on her relatives, because it's like she's a chalutza, and the chalutza you're also to her krovos also. The lo ma'amrina maimer kiknusa udachoy shniya minei the lo mahani boget. And we don't say that the maimer is mamish as if he would. What would be if he made yibum in the first one? So now the second one's completely potter. So he's not also to the second one's relatives. He's not also to the second one's sister. He didn't have anything to do with her. He didn't give her chalitza. He didn't give her yibum. She was completely pushed away from yibum. So she remains now achos, what's it called, the eshes achiv, and the shalobim makom mitzvah, and she's also to him, but not her relatives. So we don't say that. If the first one gave mimer, let's say the same thing. Now he's, what's it called? No shaykhus for the second one anymore. Only the first one. It's like he made yibum in the first one. It's not finished, but it's the beginning. And the get is no get. And therefore it doesn't affect anything. Kamash malon, no. The mimer is not so strong. And therefore the get still has a place to take effect. And therefore he's usher to the second one's relatives and to the first one's relatives. And he can't be miyavim either of them. And he has to give chalitza to one of them. Umay Maracher get, same thing the opposite way. Imnoshin get l'rishona. First he gave a get to the first wife. Okay? And then he made Maimer in the second one. Okay? The Akrakach also Maimer, but Sarasa. Lo amrina get kamo b'mokum chalitza ka. Pesulo koni Maimer yivomim b'tzara. We don't say the get already made him only shy after the first one, and the second one's out of the picture. And therefore, when he made Maimer in the second one, it was irrelevant. It's like he gave the first one chalitza, and then if he made Maimer in the second one, it's meaningless. It's a kedushin. But it's what's it called? It doesn't work because of Yivam. Right? Maimer is the same thing as kedushin. It's Hariyat Mukadesh, just in front of two waiting. So if he... She's never, right. She's a racist Ochit, right. She kids, it doesn't help. So maybe the same thing over here. Right? The get already took him away from the second one, and the male of the Maimer is worthless. The Mashmalon, though, the get doesn't take you away from the second one completely. Right? It just starts the process, and therefore the Maimer also takes effect. Elavadi Mahani, Utsricha get la Mamoro, Vosu Gambikrovosel. He needs a get because of the Maimer, and he's also also to her Krovos too. Okay, that's what Rabbi Gamliel said. So Mora says, if that's the case, Mother Gamliel, she is get acher Maimer, or Maimer acher get. Right? But not get acher get, or Maimer acher Maimer. That's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. If first one gave a get, and then the second one gave a get, Enochanami. He gave a get to the first one, and a get to the second one, the second get doesn't have any effect. Or if he gave a mimer to the first one and mimer to the second one, the second mimer has no effect. But get and mimer are of equal koa. Shemara says, e get, what's it called, get mimer, e get adif lodahani mimer abasre. Lohora, if get is stronger than mimer, then when you gave the first one the get, the second the mimer shouldn't take effect. The e mimer adith lo the hani get abasrei. And if mimer is stronger, then the get shouldn't help afterwards. El alav shmamino kia dodi ninu shmamino. You see from here that they're equal. That mimer and get are equal, and therefore, do whatever you want. Right? There's a svara to say the mimer is stronger, there's a svara to say the get is stronger. Each one has a svara, they're equal, and therefore in our case, where you gave a get to one, a mimer to the other, who should you now be cholates? Take your pick. Either one. You don't passel the other one to Kahuna.
She didn't have a get or a chalitza.
What is she? She's the tzora of a chalutza. She also to a kohen. Tzora's chalutza also. Right here, think about it. Right here. Okay, Rashi. Ki hadori ninu etif shel bayin shehaachas poteres chaverto v'yachutz leisa sheirtza shechalitza shteim gruos. Both of them are not strong chalitza, and they're on the equal plane, and therefore choose whichever one you want.